welcome back to this wonderfully new episode of All Gas, No Trash. My name is Josh. I'm here today with good buddy Adam.
Yes, welcome to the program.
And as always, we start off with the No Cursing Minute, sponsored by Game Rage Magazine, where we don't curse for 1 minute, not because we want to be better people, but because we just don't want to get downvoted in the algorithm. So it's for purely selfish reasons.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
That's a true story. Today, we're going to be talking about a new artist that Adam found called Duflame.
Indeed.
I mean, at least we think that's how it's pronounced.
I'm not 100% sure, but I'm 90% sure just because it's spelled exactly how you'd imagine, but he's a Canadian artist. Maybe it's Duflame.
Duflame. I don't know.
We could be wrong.
Who the hell knows?
So I will say for this particular artist, I don't know much about them. The only thing I can say is that I was kind of privy to their music last year and I gave it a listen. I enjoyed it, but we never did anything about it. So this next album, this most recent album called Get Bent, is his third album. And I really enjoyed some of the tracks. I just didn't think it was worth doing like an album review, because I don't want to do that right now.
Yeah.
But I thought, why not pick the best tracks and have the insights of Josh over here to impart his musical taste, his perspective on this particular artist, because they are fairly new and I know they're three albums deep, but you know, they don't have a huge following on Spotify. They don't have a huge following on Instagram, but this is something that I think is cool and interesting. And we'll listen to three tracks and see what Josh has to say about each of them. So
yeah,
I guess we'll get started with the first track. So we'll be listening. Well, actually, what do you want to start with? Because there's three tracks. One of them's rap. Do you want to listen to the rap one first? Or do you want to listen to the thrash and shit?
Mm.
Or like the hardcore metal, like Suicidal Tendencies type stuff?
Let's listen to the rap shit first. Let's hear about that.
All right. So we'll start off with let's go ahead and start off with what's the time?
3:11.
All right, let's do Drunk Talk, which is the rap song. We'll start off with that, and then we'll get into the other ones.
All right, so fire up your Google machines and all your whatnots there, and get your Zunes out. Go to the Zune Marketplace and check out Duflame. Album's Get Bent. We're going to listen to Drunk Talk, which is track number 3 on there. Here we go. All right, that was Drunk Talk off Duflame's album Get Bent. And I'd say that was quite enjoyable. I thought it was a pretty fucking banger ass song. That little sampling or whatever that was, yeah. And then it flipped back into the sub. Man, that was fucking cool. Lyrically, this was not, you know, oh, I'm out getting bitches, I'm killing motherfuckers, I'm smoking weed. It had a little more to it than that.
Yeah, it's like nihilism.
Yeah.
You kind of reminds, like, once you hear the rest of the songs, you're like, wait, what? This is the same motherfucker? But for this particular track, it kind of reminds you of like Hannah McKind plus like Jukebox joins the video content creator. Like, if you had him be a rapper, this would be this kid.
Yeah. That's true. It's a good point.
Yeah.
It's a great fucking point.
So we got the rap song out of the way. Now we're getting to a little bit of the harder stuff. So, we'll get which song is better. I'm not sure. Let's go with Can't Stand No One, and then we'll finish off with Lost in Time. So let's.
All right. So yeah. This will be Can't Stand No One, which is track number 8. All right. Here we go. All right. That was Can't Stand No One. Yeah, I go, who the fuck? This is not the same fucking guy. It can't be. But man, that was a great song. That was fun.
Yeah,
that was an enjoyable fucking song.
Yeah, that particular track, I think this dude takes notes from suicidal tendencies, like Infectious Grooves, that era of music, probably like 80s, 90s metal shit. It's interesting that he chooses to incorporate rap, and there are elements of electronic shit going on too throughout the album, which you don't really see here, but I don't know. It's just kind of interesting to see somebody as young as him trying to incorporate different genres in the way that he does.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think he's kind of, he's a really interesting artist.
Yeah, definitely. This is definitely interesting as hell. And it's also, it's not bad either. It's pretty fucking good so far.
Yeah, it's coming from Canada of all places. It's like, what the fuck?
That's crazy. I mean, it sucks we got to pay an extra 10% just for listening to this, but whatever. I mean, it is what it is, I guess. Anyways, all right, what's the next track? Sneezing? Got it. All right, I don't think it's on here. I don't see it.
sorry, it's... God damn it.
What'd you say it was? Lost in Time?
Lost in Time, right.
All right, here we go. So this will be Lost in Time. Here it is. All right, that was Lost in Time. Damn, man, that had like heavy fucking Slipknot vibes, dude. Like, that was fucking good.
Yeah. If there's one thing it's a little bit, what would be the way to phrase it? I hate the fact that he's already three albums in. I don't think it's problematic in the sense that there's anything wrong with him doing, he's already three albums in. Mm-hmm. It's just, when you see something like that, where somebody as young as him is putting out three albums, it's like, maybe people start overlooking you because your followers or your following in general isn't as big and you're already three albums in, that people would start writing you off. Because I don't want people to write him off because of the fact that he's on his third album and he's not probably where he should be, or where I think he could be. I don't know how else to phrase that. It's just, I want more people to be invested in his music. And I'm a little bit concerned that he's three albums in and he's not a little bit further ahead.
I don't think that's a problem.
You don't think it's a problem?
No, I don't think that's an issue.
But why not?
Because, all right, listen, Blue Grape Music, okay? They've only got 3,000 followers on Instagram, right? Mm-hmm. They're not a fucking huge
record label.
How long has this kid been around?
I don't know. I have to check to see his list of releases, but I don't think he's been around for more than
2022. Okay, so 2022 is,
yeah, he's been around for 3 years, but
okay, so again, in 3 years he's put out three albums,
right?
So I don't think there's any issue with that level of production and doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's correlatable at all. I don't think that there's correlation.
I feel like there is, because
no. See, that's music industry bullshit.
Because
just because he hasn't had any machine behind him of note, that's where the problem is. Whoever's and listen, I don't fucking know shit, right? But I can look at this and go, this is objectively good. Blue Grape Music is fucking up. All right, they are fucking up by not plastering this every fucking where, spending lots of money to push this shit, because this would be big money.
I think where I could see it placed, if WWE had any kind of taste in music at this point.
Oh, yeah.
I think for sure it could be a song licensed to one of the PLEs.
Yeah, absolutely.
And will that actually happen? I don't
probably
know.
Not, but.
But man, see, this is where I think the application of the way music is released now, where it's like pushing singles until you get to the point where your fandom is so fucking like frothing at the mouth that they want a debut album. Like, I feel the general template has been the starting point of a group to the debut album is like 5 years, right?
Yeah.
It's roughly how it works out, that anybody that's anybody eventually takes 5 years to get into their debut album, because all they do is push singles and a few EPs and they get their fan base so worked up for a debut album, but they they edge you and goon you for 5 years till you get to that point. But this guy's putting out three albums, and not to discredit his work ethic or anything like that, but from like an optics view, it is a bit concerning that he's put three albums out and the payoff hasn't been monumental or significant.
Yeah, it's just because he's got shitty backers. All right, like that's all it comes down to. If you sign a deal with a record label, and let's say he's got a 3 or 4 album like deal with them or whatever, if they're fucking about not doing right by him, which it seems like, if he doesn't have that many fucking followers, I mean, Christ, their fucking music thing only has 3,000 followers. That's like nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, shit.
But this is good. Like,
yeah, this is excellent. You could be on the fucking indie circuit. To use a wrestling analogy, you could be on the indie circuit for fucking 15 years, and just because you didn't have good backing or a good outlet, nobody is going to know about you. But the second you come up to like NXT or the WWE and you get in the big time, your talent will be there. You always had that talent. It wasn't like it didn't exist, you know, but you will be made the superstar that you should be if you get to someone that's a machine that will back you.
I think he's going to have to get the rub from somebody. I think he's going to have to get on tour with like Slipknot or Suicidal Tendencies.
Yeah.
In order for people to be like, this guy's, but it's not just because he needs to do that. He also kind of needs the validation from like those type of groups. If they really believe in the project to say, yeah, this is fucking good, which it is. But I think it would help if larger bands are like, oh yeah, look at this fucking kid from Canada doing this type of shit, like this bangs.
Yeah, they should be if but then again, that's the problem, is those dudes aren't looking for this shit generally. Yeah. So if they heard him or found out about him, I'm sure they would be like, yo, let's get this kid to open for us.
Yeah.
On the tour. It'll give him a good break. Listen, we can get away with paying him jack shit. And you know, I mean, it's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, I think if things play out the way they usually do, that the things that stand out usually get picked up, then there's hope. There's hope yet for him.
Yeah, I think there's hope. He just needs to get behind a machine.
Yeah.
Or I should say a machine needs to get behind him. And
time will tell.
Time will tell. Time will tell. But this is good. This is definitely good. So anyways, you got anything else?
That's it.
All right. Well, that'll be it. Go check out Duflame. Check out his album.
And if you're somebody in the music industry, find out what you can fucking do for this kid, because he deserves it. He's putting the work.
Listen, just go listen to it and you'll be like, oh shit, we should do something with this. This guy needs to be utilized better. His current situation is clearly not benefiting him at all, or is not benefiting him as much as it should be. So yeah, do some.
Yeah, I want to see his ass at Coachella. Make it happen.
Yeah, make it happen, you bastards.